With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. A final version of a proposed ordinance to regulate mobile food vendors in the city of Monroe is expected to go before the city council in their meeting tonight. District 1 Councilman Dr. Ray Armstrong authored the measure as it was first presented to the council earlier this month. He joins me by phone for more about the item. Well, Dr. Armstrong, how do you expect the vote to go tonight?
Well, you know, I don't know for sure. It won't be unanimous, I'm sure of that. And I hope it'll pass, but yeah, I've spent a huge amount of time on this with mobile food vendors, brick and mortar vendors, restaurant association, and et cetera, et cetera. And even after drafting this, there are even more comments as of today and corrections. So if we can make adequate corrections, this could pass. But there are many people that are lined up that are ready to do this, and there are some people that are concerned that it would compete with their business. Of course, anti-competitive, really, that's antitrust, and you can't do it for that reason. But we do need to level the playing field and make sure that all of the brick and mortar and the mobile vendors have a level playing field, and nobody's given an advantage over another.
Has there been significant opposition from those restaurateurs, and how has that been addressed?
There's been very little opposition, but there is some. And what they're concerned with is whether a mobile food vendor would set up across the street from them and compete with them. But that's not the way this is set up, that's not likely to happen. So we've tried to protect it with permits and distance requirements and et cetera. So this is very highly regulated, and those regulations were suggested and approved by the Louisiana Restaurant Association.
Are there any locations off limits regarding the mobile food vendors themselves from setting up, the proximity to each other?
No. As a matter of fact, that's one of the attractions is if you get 10 or 20 or Lord knows in larger cities, 100 mobile food vendors that all get together, it creates a huge amount of excitement. And so mobile food vendors can, and it's very attractive for them to all gather together.
And lastly, Ray, if mobile food vendors violate guidelines, what fines or penalties would they be facing?
Those are crimes or penalties that would occur under an illegal. Nancy Summers is going to have to tell you that, but that would be under Monroe law. They could risk losing their license or perhaps fines. But specifically, I don't know an answer to that question. I'm sure it'll follow the law as to what the law allows.
Monroe City Council Vice Chairman Dr. Ray Armstrong. The proposed ordinance to regulate mobile food vendors expected to come up in the council's meeting this evening. Councilman, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And you're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.